Hey there, welcome to our podcast. This is Sam speaking. I'm your host, and I'm very excited to give you that daily doses of English you need to rock it. So before we get started, I have a very simple question for you. Are you ready to line it up? Today we'll continue to talk about the modal verbs, and the modal verbs we'll use today is the modal verb should. To get started, three ideas you need to have in mind. Number one, recommendation or advice. Recommendation or advice when you say something to help someone. Second, obligation. Obligation. Third, expectation. Expectation. Very good job. These are the three main ideas we'll use the modal verb should to express. To get started, let's go with the first one, recommendation. Josh, our friend, is very sick. He seems to have gotten a flu. He's sneezing a lot, and we need to give him a recommendation, an advice. And we say, Josh, you look very sick. You should see a doctor. Josh, you look very sick. You should see a doctor. So in this case, we use should to give Josh a recommendation. We say he needs to see a doctor. So we give a recommendation. Josh, you should see a doctor. Very good job. Let's take a look at another example, and the scenario is as it follows. Our friend Mary has a very old car, and it sounds like her car has some sort of problem. And we say, Mary, you should take your car for a checkout. Mary, you should take your car for a checkout. So in this case, we use the modal should to give Mary a recommendation because her car sounds a little bit strange, you know? We say, Mary, you should take your car for a checkout. It's better to be safe than sorry. Good job. Let's go now and talk about using should to express obligation. And, well, the scenario here is not very good. We are very late, and when we get to work, it's 9:30. But the problem is, we should have arrived at work before 9, because we start to work at 9. So our boss spots us and immediately says, Hey, you should be at work by 9, not 9:30. Hey, you should be at work by 9, not 9:30. So in this case, he uses should to talk about obligation. Ooh, that's not good. Now, let's listen to the next example. Our friend Paul needs a ride to work. And we pass by his house to pick him up. He gets in the car, and for 5 seconds, pure silence. And we notice he is not fastening his seatbelt. And we say, Paul, you should fasten your seatbelt because we're going to drive. Paul, you should fasten your seatbelt because we're going to drive. So in this case, I use should to talk about obligation. To be more precise, I'm telling Paul that he needs to have the seatbelt fastened before we get started. Very good job. So as you can see, in all these examples, we use should to talk about obligation. Now let's talk about how to use should to talk about expectations. And the scenario is this one. Our sister decided to travel to New York, and we know that her flight arrives in New York at 7 if all is fine. Now it's 6:45, and we say, our sister should be arriving in New York. Our sister should be arriving in New York. We say now that our sister should arrive in New York at 7, so she should be arriving in New York. She should be in New York at 7. By 7, her flight should arrive in New York. We're using should to talk about expectations. Well, good job. Let's now take a look at a second example before we continue. In this example, we want to throw a surprise party to one of our friends, but we need to make sure when we get there, he is already at home. So he leaves work at 5 and needs 20 minutes to get home. Now, it's 5:30, but he is not home yet, and we say, Well, he should be at home by now. He should be at home by now. So I'm using should to express the expectation I have. Because my friend leaves work at 5 and he needs 20 minutes to get home, by 5:30 he should certainly be at home. So he should be at home by now. Very good job! You have now learned a little bit more about how to use the modal should to give recommendations, advices, to talk about obligations, and also talk about expectations. Very good job! We thank you for listening to our podcasts, and we ask you to check our social media to have access to more contents like this. Our mission is to simplify your learning process and make you rock it, make you learn English in a very simple, fast, and effective way. Unity is a community of Brazilians living in many parts of the world, willing to learn English and develop their language skills. If you want to be part of this community, check our Instagram, check our Facebook, and visit our website. It was amazing to have you here. See you next time. Bye-bye.